During the informational report section of the November 26th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Randy Jones of OWPR Architects, who is managing the major improvement project at PCHS, reported that the sewer system install has been delayed because a vendor sent the wrong size holding tanks. Two 3,300-gallon tanks were received instead of the ordered and needed 5,000-gallon tanks. Jones assured the board that this mistake will not cost them any money, just a delay. He also said that most items on the project came in under budget, but the fire alarm replacement bid was $84,000 over the amount budgeted for it. If they accept that bid, it would cause the entire project to be $24,363 over budget. Jones said that they are going to reject that bid and send out new bid proposals. He also said that the new water tank is scheduled to be installed in the spring. The board received Mr. Beam's superintendent's report, in which he talked about the results of the regional literature fair, in which 4 of the 11 first-place projects were from Pocahontas County. The board examined and approved the usual routine financial matters, and it should be noted several of the board members questioned the school's treasurer, Sherry Radcliffe, about some of the vendor and card charges that struck them as being odd, but she was able to satisfy them with her documented explanations of those charges. The board approved a list of community and parent volunteers for the current school year. There was no professional and service personnel agenda for this meeting. During their matters of the board section, where each board member has the opportunity to discuss whatever they feel is important, Becky Campbell said that Mrs. Chestnut and Miss Wilfong brought students to help out at the Family Resource Network's food pantry, and that the kids did great work. Sue Hollinsworth said that teachers have expressed concerns about the teacher professional development programs being offered in that they are too general and not grade specific. She said teachers want more say in the development of those training programs. Mr. Beam responded by saying that there are a lot of professional development days built into the school calendar which allow the teachers to do just that. Justin Dilley said he is concerned that only one person has the administrative password for the PCHS computer system to fix minor but debilitating problems with that system, and if he is not available, computer systems will remain out of service until he returns. In a final action, the board members voted to cancel their December 3rd board meeting as there's not enough items for that agenda. The next meeting will be on Monday, December the 17th at the board office starting at 4 p.m. with a work session with the principals. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.